You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Charsla.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? What is it? We're going to talk to YouTube first. Hey, YouTube. How you doing? Please go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and come in and just say, hey, hit that subscribe button so you can join our family. Because when you hit that subscribe button, that's how you let us know that y'all rock with us. Because we are cousins, favorite cousins, okay? Also, hit that notification bell so you'll be notified every time that we drop a video, as well as it is an arrow that is right under this video. And that arrow means that you can tell somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And because they family now, I gotta tell them how I would tell my family.
What you gonna tell them?
Share this motherfucker to a friend. Share it to everybody, your timeline, your contact list, their freaky list, their Pornhub list. Y'all know how I am about the Pornhub list. Do you got some favorites, say?
No, bruh.
You got a favorites? Oh, okay. Just me. Listen, so also, please go ahead and hit in that description box, okay? In that description box, it has some links that actually takes you over to our actual podcast platform, because this is, you know what I'm saying, a YouTube video as well as, like I said, a podcast. We take the same time. So please go ahead and go subscribe to a podcast platform, iTunes, Spotify, all of them, because we're on all of them, okay? As well as go ahead and follow us on, you know what I'm saying, our social media, as well as our TikTok, our Instagram, and all of that. Now, for everybody who is listening, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, whoop, whoop, through your speakers, what is up? You love my voice. I know. Yeah. Listen, I need for you to go ahead and also hit that subscribe button as well, okay? Now, that I have all of that out of the way. Y'all know it's my favorite time of every episode because, you know what I'm saying, I get to introduce my friend, my sister from another mother, my co-host, my sorority sister, my classmate, my TT, Big Coochie is what they call her. No. What's up, Big Coochie? What's up, Big Coochie? We ain't letting it die down. Y'all know it's still Big Coochie. What's up, Big Coochie, with the green nails? What's up, Big Coochie?
Yeah.
With a handshake. Yeah, we showed
them. I had one, but then I forgot it. Mm. It was real easy. I saw these little kids doing the movie. I said, I'm still
there. Yeah, we got to make up one.
I've been, you know, one day at a time, but everything is out.
Big Coochie still big dinner?
See what I'm saying? You can't be saying that we got new followers now. Do not.
We're not taking that to the new. Yes, we is. This Big Coochie. I want y'all to realize.
I forgot why he started calling me that.
I started calling you that because of him. He told me that. Remember that time you was on speakerphone? She was on FaceTime with an ex, y'all, okay? And he had said that she had a big coochie. And ever since then, she don't know. It's because when they get on the phone, they, you know what I'm saying, they good friends now. You know what I'm saying? So he just say crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? And so she probably don't remember him saying it.
He say anything.
He say anything. So it, when we had got on the podcast, I'm like, I said, I don't remember that shit.
And she been said, I'm like,
I call her Big Coochie. I ain't never saw her coochie. I have never saw her coochie, okay? But however.
Hell, I just now almost can see with this big ass belly. They know when you got a stomach, you got to lift that motherfucker up. I done lost a little weight. I said, ooh, I can see that thing. Ooh, because, you know, the struggle was real. I forgot I had one. Shit.
I feel you. The only time I see mine, I look in the mirror.
Or when you shaving that motherfucker, you got cocked it.
Shit, I can't even see. It's like blind trust around that bitch.
You got to be like, okay, ain't no hurt.
Right, that's crazy.
You gotta, that's how blind people got to depend on feel.
For real.
So, fat girls who got big fupas, we have to depend on our touch, too, like, when we shaving our cats.
It's like a blind trust.
It is.
And then, listen, I be going slow, because if you cut yourself a little bit.
Oh, you fucked.
You're fucked. Hold on, listen. One day, I was shaving, because I was about to get some dick, right? And I had a dick appointment, right? And he was going to come over, but I had cut myself. Ooh. I had went out and told him. I was like, you know, I'm going to go to sleep tonight. Because, yeah. Baby, listen, because he probably going to think I had an STD. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I ain't even take that L. Mm-mm. Baby, you fuck up with that shaving.
You fucked up.
So, bitch, I had to cancel that dick.
Because you know how you cut your finger and it burns? Just imagine down there. Especially if you're on the inside trying to get. Because, you know, for whatever reason, women tend to grow hair like right there in the middle part where the opening is. It's like a whole lot of hair. So you got to really just get it. I normally get waxed, but I'm on a budget, so I'd rather do that myself and put that somewhere else. But one time, remember that time I was on phone with you and I was in the tub trying to shave and I was struggling, man. I was like, I can't get this shit. I can't. I think it was you, I think. It was. I said, dog, it's hard. Like, it, I was like, I loosened down weight. Because, bitch, it took me a long time. The water started getting cold. You know what I'm saying? That's bad. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Coochie Bandit. I always got something to say about coochie. Oochie coochie, la la la. You remember
Oochie,
that?
Coochie, la, la la la.
I am the brains of the multiply. It's the brand new. I know you're fruity and we walking there shaking that food. Y'all probably too young to know about that, but this MC Brains. Remember how I said that? And you tell you. And I she said, tagged him like, I don't know who he is. She out of there. How you been, baby girl?
I've been good.
What's been going on in your world?
Y'all. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Oh, wait a minute. Another one bites the dust. No way.
Another one bites the dust.
That one.
Yes.
No way.
Yes. I told her I was going to wait to tell her we got a podcast. I want you to know y'all our family. So, yeah.
Wait a minute.
That list, okay, let me say this. Okay, for real, for real. Y'all, now, I am single. Like, really single. All the way single. Not, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, I'm all the way single, right? So, you know what I'm saying? I will, you know, because I remember some of my friends, they was like, Charles, you don't give people no chances.
Yeah.
And she knows. I will give you a chance.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, hold on. Let me say this. Not everybody. Because I'm real picky, though. I'm picky as fuck.
If she lets you in, it, that means she'll give you a chance. Yeah. She'll give you the benefit of the doubt is what she's saying.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, I will, you know what I'm saying, at least try to, you know what I'm saying, like, give you a chance and to see even the possible, you know what I'm saying, of what it could be or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, but for me, it's like when I'm to the age of when I see a red flag,
that hoe gotta go. I'm in Kyle. I don't listen. You gotta go.
I don't play no games. We not skipping none of that. I'm not ignoring shit. It's strict over here, baby. It's strict over here. Cause if you pursue me, you better come with it. If you're not all the way ready to pursue me, don't try to step in that water. You better come up. You better go in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, like, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's somebody sending for the ooh. We supposed to do the interview today. Ooh, okay, don't worry. It ain't ooh.
The interview.
Ooh. It must be ooh. Don't worry. We'll worry about it in a minute. Fuck, we fucking up. Cause now we so booked and busy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want us. They just sent us a thing that they want us. Yeah, and it's supposed to be.
We're gonna worry about that in a minute.
Anyways, so you know what I'm saying? So for me, like, for real, I would cut that shit fast as fuck.
Okay, so give us the. Hold on, let me sip tea. I got this tea right here. It ain't sponsored, but I'm gonna show y'all. It's just a sweet tea. So now they say,
I ain't never tasted it. It look like it tastes good.
Girl, my mouth is good.
I'm sorry, but mine ain't, so I'm trying to protect
it. I don't give a fuck what you got. We a one, baby. Go ahead. It ain't too sweet. It's just like it's like an Anna Palmer.
Ooh. You like that? Ooh, hell yeah. Mm. But they on my lip gloss on there. So? Ooh. Ooh, they look, ooh, they good. Okay, so listen. I'm being honest. Future husband. Because I know you watching. Hey, boo. I'm sweet and I'm outside, but I'm only outside because ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying, step to me correctly.
Okay, we get that, but we trying to figure out why he bite the dust.
I just don't like him no more.
You know, did he do something?
He
ain't pursuing you enough or something. He ain't sweating you enough. Like, he ain't showing interest. Like, we like to be sweated and poured into, and he ain't. The problem is, can I say what the problem is? Your mommy going to say, I don't even know, but I'm going to tell you what my synopsis.
You thought, you think, okay, go.
Because I have the one before.
Okay.
Was with you, your expectation of that isn't everybody, probably going to be every dude that come through. So, and he ain't doing what old boy was doing. So, it's kind of like, and you can expect that, but you're not going to get that.
Yeah.
So, you're going to have to lit it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know why you dumped him or whatever, but. Because I see all the time, dude, the first dude, and the. Because that's always like that. Yeah. Like, if you get treated a certain kind of way, it's kind of hard to go back to the average. If you've been treated like top tier. Or like up here, if they done took you to Ruth Chris, even though we like Roadhouse, you know what I'm saying? Even if they done took you to this exquisite vegan restaurant, you like the little mom and pop, you'll appreciate it, but you like used to this, you know what I'm saying? Even though you appreciate it, but if a person, if you like attention and you want a man to show like he's really, really interested, you want to see you all the time, then I could totally get it. Because when they be half-assed and it's like,
because okay, I'm
if you half-assed him again, you gonna half-assed.
Yeah, if you half-assed, at least if you half-assed trying to get, okay, let me say, I'm being honest, I'm not saying that you have to chase me. The chase is gone, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're mature. So, if you know what I'm saying, if I'm really interested in you, I've already, you know what I'm saying, put out there that I'm interested in you. Now, I need for, you know what I'm saying, you to be the man.
Yeah,
because the men always, you know what I'm saying, they always yell at us about, you know what I'm saying, of having that we're so aggressive, but then they always play the back fiddle, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel that a woman, because I saw this quote and I thought it was so dope, it was saying that a woman presents and a man pursues. So basically, the woman presents like, I am open, you know what I'm saying, to, you know what I'm saying, dating you, and they have to pursue us, you know what I'm saying? So again, I'm not going to present and pursue you, you know, because my thing, you know, like, even we was out, like, you know, I'd be one, she know, I will present, I would smile and all of her stuff, but if you not really showing interest and you not really coming to get me, I would back up. And I would just sit there and I would, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it ain't going to work. I need for, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say, I can talk aggressive and all this other shit. But when it comes to like a man, you know what I'm saying? In me, like, I'm going to need you to get me. Like, I'm going to need you to, you know what I'm saying? Come after me, like, you know, and all that. Because what we doing here? Right. What you know what I'm saying? You want me to be the man in a relationship too? But then you go holler when I am acting like the man. They just, like, they so fucking confusing. You know what I'm saying? Of what they really,
you
know
what I'm saying? All they do is text, what you doing? All day.
I don't want, you know, I had just put on my story today and it was something like, you know, basically like some don't holler what you're doing or something. Just tell me where we're going and you know what I'm saying,
if you get dressed up. And say, put some clothes on, let's go.
Put pressure on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want me and you know that these other dudes after me, come get me to take my mind off. I don't want to talk to them. I want to talk, you know what I'm saying? Who finna, you know what I'm saying?
I come to get you, baby.
You come get me.
I come get you, baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you come to get me.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, no, seriously.
Yeah, and hold on, let me say this. I really don't give a fuck, but I'm somebody to the one who, you know what I'm saying?
Who won't you
know? Who want me, come with pressure.
But when we like, okay, because where we been in relationships, it's like, I know for me, it's like you really got to break the barrier to get my attention because I'm like tunnel vision. Like, if we go somewhere, like if it's some good looking men, I'll laugh because I'm a flirt. But for the most part, I'm just like, if you don't say nothing to me, I'm not saying nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm not finna put no worm on no hook. I'm not finna shoot that bitch in the lake. I'm not even trying to get you to bite it. Because if you want me, you know, you already knew it, but I'm saying like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, she's very nice. I'm nice, too. But I'm like, she just, like, she's open to date and do shit like that. I'm just trying to get some money right now. But she, you know what I'm saying? So, if you come in for her, you know what I'm saying? Because she gonna come hard when she start like you. Like, if you show interest and she's really sweet and funny when you talk to her. But my thing is, if you dry, she gonna lose interest. But if you own it like that, because she a time person, she likes to be outside. If it's by herself, if it's with me, if it's with somebody she dating, she likes to be out. Like, she's a social butterfly, she like to be in the mix. So, Nika, what is you doing? I'm sorry you bit that dust. Damn.
Just to open the door.
But we outside on June 11th, so.
We outside.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah. I'm outside all summer. If you're by myself, yeah, I'm with, or not. I'm coming.
I told you I'm outside, too. I got some clothes I want to wear. So, we out chill. I got two outfits that came in the mail today.
What?
I'm ready.
Let go. But, yeah, so, I'm going to need you to come with it. Now, speaking of that, because, you know what? Fuck it. Let's go ahead and go into this topic. So, you know what I'm saying? So, speaking of that, I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, that was even brought up. Because our topic that we're going to talk about today is soft women. Feminine women. So.
We saw a dumbass Facebook post.
A dumbass post. And I hope he looking. I'm probably going to clip this and send it to his ass.
We saw a dumbass post. But let me say this. Can I get this disclaimer?
Please.
If you're going to make a post, make sure that you mirror that post. Or mirror the comments that you make toward the people that's commenting on your post. I ain't knocking a person saying what they want or, you know, their opinions about certain women. But at the same time, it's like it's screaming. It's giving contradiction. It's giving hypocrite. It's giving shut the fuck up. That's what it's giving. Go ahead, baby girl.
So we saw a post from a man. He actually is one of our college classmates.
Hey, we love you, but you
but however, now this is something that we saw. But however, I saw this same type of pose from other men. People, yeah. So that's why we bring it as a topic. We just bring this topic, you know what I'm saying? We love the person who posted it.
We just fucking
you know what
with
I'm saying?
Them.
We just fucking with them, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But however, this has been talked about so much, and y'all see
on Instagram,
media,
everywhere.
Everywhere, bro, you know what I'm saying? Men are saying that, you know, these women are too aggressive and too hard these days. They're not soft. And so,
can I ask you a question though?
Yes, please.
What I guess I'm always confused when I see that. When I think of aggression, I'm thinking like rah, like right. Gangster. Mm-hmm. What do they mean by that? Like women are too aggressive. Are they saying because I don't know what they
so
mean by that.
So even from when I was looking at some of his comments, he was saying something like he was in a grocery store or something. He had caught a cart for somebody and she was like, I got it or something. So you know that in his way that he was saying it was like women are, you know what I'm saying, saying that they got everything and they don't need a man for nothing.
And my thing, you know, is, did he ever, my thing is, when people think, when men automatically think like that, why don't you clean out your thought closet? Mm-hmm. Why don't you think that she's saying, oh, I got it, meaning that she's trying to make, not trying to make you go out your way to do something. Mm-hmm. It ain't necessarily that she's not happy that you did it. She mm-hmm. just, because if somebody, if a basket going, I'm like, oh, I got it. You know, if I see you running to get it, but it will, and if you get it, I'm going to say thank you, but it ain't that I'm aggressive because I say I got it. That's just anything anybody would, anybody, mm-hmm. I don't get that. Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you, maybe you should change. Okay, go ahead with that. Because, yeah, that's dumb. Yeah.
So, I'm not sure even how he, but I know a lot of men feel these days that women are too aggressive. They act too much like a man. They too have too much, you know, masculine energy these days and all that.
But we got big dick.
You know
energy.
What I'm saying? Like, let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of y'all men gonna hate me for saying this, but a lot of women are gonna understand what I mean by this. And you know, I speak very aggressive in how I say things, and because I'm passionate about a lot of things. But this podcast, I'm gonna try to talk slow and I'm gonna try to talk soft so they can understand exactly what I mean. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these men these days are the soft feminine women, and I said what I said. A lot of these men are now the new soft feminine women. They're complaining about women, you know, being too aggressive, but they are the ones who want to be, that, you know, we want them to give us flowers. They want their flowers too. They want to be taken care of. Like, as soon as we say that we're the prize, they say, I'm a prize too. As soon as we say we're the trophy, they say, I'm a trophy too.
So it's like they're competing
exactly for, you know what I'm saying, the to be the woman in the relationship, but then they hollering about us. I say it all the time. Y'all know the statistics show. I'm not just saying this shit because I'm saying it. When most women are, you know what I'm saying, the breadwinners in the black households. You know what I'm saying? We are the most highly educated, you know what I'm saying, in the America. So a lot of times, like, a lot of women have bossed up, and the reason why a lot of women have bossed up is because they were so much in the, you know what I'm saying, the pocket of men being able to do whatever, say yeah. whatever, because, you know what I'm saying, they had the money. And now that women, you know what I'm saying, having to, you know, take care of the kids with all these fatherless homes, they had to step up. They had to go back and get their degree. They had to, you know what I'm saying, now I'm trying to become a supervisor to take care of the household because, you know what I'm saying, Ray Ray daddy had, you know what I'm saying, left him. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the reason why the women are the way they are is because the men are the way they are.
Listen,
you get what I'm saying?
I agree. I was watching a movie. I went to go see Fast 10. Fast 10 is so good. I went to go see that, and it tripped me out because Jason Momoa is his name. Momoa, you know, the married to Lisa Bonet. Mm-hmm. You know, he's this big masculine, mm-hmm. grungy guy. But, bitch, in there, they got his nails painted, mm-hmm. and he's very, like, woo! Yeah. He's, like, fluid, I guess. Yeah. And then he made the comment and said that everybody wants men to be so masculine, and he's like, they need to demasculine. Like, he said something about minimizing the masculinity, and I looked at my friend, and I was like, did you hear that? And I'm like, that's not what I want. I'm not knocking nobody for being fluid or whatever and stepping into your Mary Poppins want to do. I want a masculine man, and I don't mind giving my man his flowers and boosting him up, but at the same time, why are you, I got a whole cat and you got a ding-a-ling. Like, why are we competing? I don't got no nuts to drop. But at the same time, if some shit needs to be done, I'm going to let my nuts hang and I'm going to get it done because we ain't finna sit around and listen. They want the ship to sink before they start doing something. No, mm-hmm. nigga, we see the hole in the boat. We finna start doing some patchwork to make sure it stay afloat. And you very right. A lot of men, the reason why we are aggressive is because we're having to pick up the slack. Nowadays, men don't know how to change tires. I ain't knocking no man that want to pay somebody to do whatever. But, like, the stuff that our daddies knew and our uncles and papas knew, these men nowadays don't know. They so quick to be like, oh, I'm finna call somebody to come and do it. It's such a let me dial somebody a cell phone type of world. Somebody can come and do it for me versus learning it like to be hands on with shit. If I was a man, I'm not finna learn how to change my fucking tire because I don't want to. But if I had to and I ain't had another choice, I would. But I'm just saying, like, as a man, like, they want us to know how to cook. They want us to know how to clean. They want us to be sexy and shit. Well, we need y'all to know how to, if we on a dirt road somewhere and ain't no service nowhere with no signal, I need you to know how to change that fucking tire so we can get the fuck where we can survive. Or we gonna be stuck there till somebody drive by that could be a possible fucking unsub that's gonna kill us because you're not to change that fucking tire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But yeah, like you said, That's the whole thing. Hold on, Charles, come back down. That's the whole thing.
We be aggressive, goddamn.
That's the whole thing that, you know what I'm saying, that men, they want X, Y, Z. My mama did this. My grand did this. I need you to know how to cook. I need you to know how to, you know what I'm saying, suck dick. I need you to know how to raise kids. I need you to know how to, you know what I'm saying,
pay
fold
the bills.
Clothes.
I need
you know how to
do that.
But then on the other side, they not doing nothing that grandpa did.
Nothing.
They don't know how to build a fucking, you know what I'm saying, a table. They don't know how to, you know what I'm saying,
they don't know how to put shit together.
Fix the toilet.
Hand
they don't
curtains.
Know how to, they don't know how to do shit. But then they want us, you know what I'm saying, like this. But then when we do have all of those skills and all those, you know what I'm saying, that those capabilities, then they complain that we too bossed up. When we, you know what I'm saying, when we are now the CEOs of companies, or now we the, you know what I'm saying, entrepreneurs, now we the supervisors, now we all this. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, like, seriously, and I'm saying it's so fucking clear. When you in a relationship, it's not a competition.
It's not. We teammates.
You should not, you know what I'm saying, you should not be in competition with your wife because now she's making more money than you. You know what I'm saying? Now she is, you know, ahead of her career than you. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as we're a team, that money doesn't matter. I promise you, even though I want a man that makes more than me, but however, if I make more, it's not a competition. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, trying to you should want your woman to, you know what I'm saying, thrive in her career. You should want her to, you know what I'm saying, be a boss of whatever she, you know what I'm saying, is doing. Because a lot of times, just because I'm a boss in the area, when I come home, I am yours. I'm not the, you know what I'm saying, going to try to boss you. You get what I'm saying? So, but a lot of men who holler that they want a soft wife, not even providing her with a soft life. You know what I'm saying? They always compare, you know what I'm saying, LeBron James, Savannah, you know what I'm saying? But LeBron James has created Savannah
a
soft-ass fucking life. She don't have to go to any 9-to-5. She don't have to, you know what I'm saying? And it's not just about the money. She is not, you know what I'm saying, having to deal with all these fucking hoes and all this other drama that y'all putting women through. You know what I'm saying? Y'all put a woman through, you know what I'm saying, betrayal.
Bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Adultery. You know what I'm saying? That's hard shit to deal with. You put her through, you know what I'm saying, you know, having to raise this kid by herself. That's some hard shit to deal with. You having to put, you know what I'm saying, like, do all other type of shit, you know what I'm saying, mentally that's fuck with her. You create nothing but hardness for her, but then you want her to be a soft-ass wife. Make it make sense, sir. You know what I'm saying? Like, so stop hollering that you want a soft wife because at the end of the day, like, I know, and I'm just saying because they do, you know what I'm saying, say LeBron. LeBron probably ain't never got to worry about Savannah being aggressive because she got an aggressive-ass nigga, you know what I'm saying, who take care of shit.
Now,
you know
we
saying?
Know she can put him in his place.
Yeah, we
know she
you
got
know what I'm saying?
That
like, come on, now, we, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about, like, the aggressiveness, you know what I'm saying?
That they say we have regular.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, however, for you, you know what I'm saying? Let me say, it's not even just him, but a real man who, you know what I'm saying, provides his woman with a soft life, never complains about her being hard because she has a soft life. When you get, you know what I'm saying, somebody who has been through the trenches and, you know what I'm saying, and all that shit, more than likely, you know what I'm saying, they're a little harder than somebody who never had their life. You know what I'm saying? Just say like somebody who was always spoiled when they was a kid. You know what I'm saying? And never had to work a day in their life. Never had to, you know what I'm saying, go without. Never, you know what I'm saying, having to do with no type of trauma. I mean, you know what I'm saying, no type of, you know what I'm saying, just any hardness. And then, you know what I'm saying, a lot of time when they get older and adults, they so conditioned to this soft life. That's why a lot of times those type of people can't deal with when problems and stuff come. Because
and
they,
you know, I had
you know
a, that
so
was
spoiled.
My life, but I know how to deal with problems because even though I was spoiled brat, I just have to jump into, like, I realized, like, the world is not going to always give me what I want. I realized that early on because I would get upset when I heard the word no or when I couldn't get my way. And I was like, I had to deprogram. So you're absolutely right. I deprogrammed, but I was very spoiled and never went without. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the projects, but I never went without. I was a spoiled fucking brat, but not like a bad spoiled brat. I was spoiled. But I'm saying I did learn that when my mom passed away, I realized like you gotta get it. You from the trenches, so bitch, you gotta get it. And I knew that I had to get it. You know what I mean? So yeah, dog. I don't know.
But yeah, so a lot of the men. Let me say this again: if you want a soft wife, a soft spouse, a soft girl, you must provide her with that. You know what I'm saying? When you create that atmosphere, that life, she's going to soften the fuck up. I tell her all the time. She knows me. She knows me. You know what I'm saying? We both single women, so I have to do all the shit by myself, right? I have to pay all these bills by myself. I have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if something going on around us, I got to fix it. I got to do whatever. But if I had a man, I'd be damned if I have a man and I still be over here, doing all this shit.
But my thing is, there's nothing wrong with a woman knowing to do all that because life happens. What if I am with my man and something happened to him? I got to learn how to fend for myself. You know what I'm saying? Just like with him, he needs to know how to do everything. He needs to know how to cook. Needs to know how to clean. He needs to do all that just as a skill for life because you ain't going to always have a partner. And if you do, who said you're always going to be happy, but you still need how to take care of yourself in those aspects. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you want to know more about what we got to say about this soft life and aggressive women's, you got to go over to our podcast platforms on Spotify, Anchor, and iTunes and check us out. So YouTube, in the meantime, in between time, we out.
We out. Now, everybody else who is still listening, y'all see, I was taking a different approach today because, baby, I really want to go, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm like, you know, I'm a chill today. But yeah, so seriously, the main ones, you know what I'm saying? That I promise y'all, they be the main ones who get with you and will not do any type of work around the house. Yeah. Will not, you know what I'm saying, like put gas in your car. Like let me say, because, you know what I'm saying, I have, you know what I'm saying, talked to certain men and they won't, you know what I'm saying, let you take out the trash. They won't let you pump gas. Nothing. They won't let you, you know what I'm saying, like those type of men are conditioned to like, I'm the man, let me do it. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so because, you know what I'm saying, they are conditioned like that, like they already was understood. They already create, you know what I'm saying, her to be soft because he's taking all the off her plate. But the main ones who yelling it, they ain't finna do none of that shit, but still, you know what I'm saying, yelling that, you know what I'm saying, yeah, I, you know, create a soft, you know what I'm saying, a soft wife, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You keep going about that.
Oh, about a soft life, child. I just feel like, I don't know. I just kind of feel like you set the tone. If you set the tone where I can be soft, I'm a be soft. If you set the tone where I feel like I gotta be, nah, fuck that. Because if you make me feel like I gotta be aggressive and I can't be in my feminine energy, I don't want to deal with you.
Yeah,
seriously.
But see, the main thing is no bullshit. Listen, she softens up when she trusts you. You get what I'm saying? Just say like, if I'm over here and I'm having to, you know, I'm taking her out of shit and it's been, you know what I'm saying, afloat, right? But then just say, like, if I get with somebody new and let's just say, like, I move in with him or something. Like, and now I'm putting it in your hands because I trust you enough that, you know what I'm saying, everything will be taken care of. Yeah. But then if I don't trust you, now I'm going to be stressed the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because when it was in my hands,
it was taken care of.
You know what I'm saying? So, but now you're going to stress me out. It's going to be, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be hard for me because now I'm walking wibbly wobbly because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Is he going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, take care of these bills? And you know what I'm saying? He told me to move in with him. Now he said he had it, but I'm over stressed the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So I fucking don't know. So, but again, you have to create, you know what I'm saying, that space, you know what I'm saying? And let me say this. The man, you put the pillows down. And, you know what I'm saying, I can lay down, you know what I'm saying, on it, and it'd be soft. But if you put nothing but bricks down, that's what I'm laying on, my brother. That's, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I'm laying on the bricks, you think I'm not finna get up with a crick in my neck and, you know what I'm saying, some scrapes and scratches from these damn bricks? You know what I'm saying? So, but that's how the world is. They will create a fuck, you know what I'm saying, a brick bed for you and wonder why you so fucking hard. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Okay. I can't. Yeah, so we gonna go ahead and jump to our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, it's sillygirlspodcast@yahoo.com or on our Instagram at Silly Girls Podcast.
Okay, so the letter for today says, hey, cousins, I love y'all, and I see y'all. Numbers going up on TikTok. Hey, baby, I'm putting in the comments, being a silly cousin, is. But cousins, I am in deep shit, and it ain't my fault. I was sitting next to my dude having a great time, and I opened a text that was sent to me, and why was it a dick pic from my ex? Remind you, I don't fool with this man, and I'm definitely not cheating. Why would he do that? My man is pissed, and I'm telling him I don't know. And I'm telling him, I don't know why he sent that picture, but he is set on me lying. What should I do? So she said, basically, she was sitting next to her dude, mm-hmm. and she opened her text message, and it was a dick pic, and it came from her ex. And her boyfriend or dude saw it, and he think that she lying. She was like, I don't know why that man sent that picture. She said she not cheating, and she mm-hmm. don't even fool her ex. He just sent it out the blue. And her boyfriend thinks she lying. Mm-hmm. Hey, cousin. Hey, yeah, we going up. We going up. Yeah, them numbers going up. Thank you for being a silly cousin. In that case, if you know you're not cheating and you know you're not, and you know you're telling the truth, all you can do is say, I'm telling the truth. If you don't believe me, then that's just that. Because if you ain't cheating, you ain't cheating. Now, if you was guilty, I'd be trying to come with all kind of excuses for you. But if you ain't cheating on him, then I don't know what it is. You probably want to block him to be on the safe side. And you know, exes do shit like that. He might have sent a dick pic to be like, you remember this, you want this. You know what I'm saying? He don't give a damn whether you got a nigga or not. So you just probably got to talk to your boyfriend and be like, look, I ain't never cheated on you. You can go through all my tech. You know, if you got to go to that extent, you shouldn't have to. He should believe you. But now he don't be thinking you, he can't trust you in the back of his mind, even though it wasn't your fault. My advice is, all you got to do is just tell the truth and just stick to it.
Yeah.
Or she called that ex, like, why the fuck did you send me a picture of your dick? And you know what I'm saying? Or something. Whatever you feel like you got to do to make your nigga believe you. So, I don't know. What you think, Charleston?
What's up, cousin? Listen, let me say, I get it. Because all I'm thinking about is if that happened to you, yeah. you wouldn't believe him. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to yeah. believe your spouse, but then, you know what I'm saying, a part of you, you know what I'm saying, you'd be like, hold the fuck up. Why did this bitch just send you this pussy? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like
After blue.
You yeah. know what I'm saying? So I get it. Like, it is going to be, you know what I'm saying, some time for him to trust you. But however, I'm with Kiki. What I would do, right there where my man, as soon as he saw it, I would call my ex on speakerphone.
Yeah.
On speakerphone. So my husband can hear you know what I'm saying, the conversation where I'm like, you know, I would go in like, well, why did you see me that? You know I'm married. Yeah. Like, you don't even play no games like that. So my husband can hear yeah. his reply.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he would know that ain't no funny business. Ain't so it, without yeah. without you actually, you know what I'm saying? And that's just to put it at ease and, you know what I'm saying, in his mind. So even though you feel that he should be able to trust me in it, yeah, he should. But however,
you would think the same thing.
Yeah, you would think the same. And it's just an honest, you know what I'm saying, thing. Because yeah. I know if my husband, bitch, ex-bitch sent him a pussy, I would, you know what I'm saying? So I would, for him to reassure me, that right there will, you know what I'm saying, yeah, go ahead and ease my mind. I'd be like, yeah. okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? He still yeah. want her back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because exes be sometimes they want you back. You know what I'm saying? That's normal. So it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I think that would ease his mind and make, you know what I'm saying, him feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So you want to go ahead and jump to our next topic?
Yeah.
So our next topic, we're going to talk about how much grace should you give a friend or a spouse?
You asking me?
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends.
Like what?
That's what I gotta think on. I'm thinking because I should let you go first because I'm thinking. For people I love, I allow a lot of grace because I know we're human. And when I say allow grace, I'm meaning grace to things that are like uncontrolled. You know, things that are out of your. What's the word I'm looking for, Charles? That beyond your control, like if you just being stupid and being disrespectful, you can control that. So I ain't giving your ass no grace on that because you should know how to talk to me. I'll take that back. I'll give you grace if you upset in the moment and you just spazzing. I may give you a little grace depending on what you're saying. But I'm going to say this and I'm going to let you go because I'm trying to think about how much grace you're supposed to give a person. I will say that you should give your friend, you should give your man. I think everybody should have the same amount of grace on the same playing field. Because when I say this, and this might be so left field on topics, I know that people put value more in their friendships than they do in relationships. You know what I'm saying? Let me take that back. It's like what I'm trying to say. I can't even
thought. They value together. More in their relationship.
Yeah. A lot of time, like, you'll cut a friend off if she don't make it to your, my finger got caught off in the door.
Okay.
It's a blood clot. Sorry, y'all. She didn't get my finger. I've seen situations where people be in relationships and a dude will cheat on them 12 mm-hmm. times. But as soon as a friend don't make their birthday dinner, they cut her off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just feel like they should have the same amount. It should be on the same thing because it's like a catch 22 because you'll cut your friend off for not coming to your birthday party, but staying with a cheating ass nigga. But you pour more into your friendships because, like with you, with being my friend, I'm going to make sure that you straight. I'm going to make sure that I don't do nothing to disrespect you. I'm going to make sure I don't make you feel no kind of way. I'm going to communicate very, very well with you because I don't want to make you feel no kind of way because I value our friendship. But sometimes when you're in a relationship and you get so comfortable with that dude, you forget to communicate. You forget to check their temperature to make sure they are right. You know, like, it's just like, it's weird. And I can only speak for me. Mm-hmm. So I told myself that in my next relationship, I'm going to make sure that I value my relationship as much. Even though I value my relationship, mm-hmm. when I think about it, I think that I care. I just didn't put the same type of care into the relationship like I did my friendship. Like if I know I'm not going to act moody with you because it's like, that's my dog, but with him, I act moody as fuck because I feel like he's supposed to tolerate it, which ain't fair. Mm-hmm. It should be the same. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to say. Sorry, I'm all over the place because I got so many thoughts going in my head and running to each other, but that's what I mean. But to you, because you, like, you know what you finna say. What's the grace?
You know what? Even when I was coming up with the topic, I was thinking, I'm like, with my friends, I get grace, but not a lot.
Oh, you don't?
And meaning, this is what I mean. Let's just say, like, you know, my friends, y'all know me. Mm-hmm. And, like, just so like if it was just like a coworker or something. A coworker, I'm probably going to get grace to. And the reason why, and which is, listen to me when I say this, because it sounds crazy, but the coworker really don't know me. They don't really love me. They don't really respect me. They don't really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they don't, it's like, you know what I'm saying? But with somebody who that fucking, you know what I'm saying, love me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And know me, and you know what I'm saying? We have connections to, the reason why that you should know not to play with me. Versus somebody else.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. Other people, they don't give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying, disrespecting me or doing me wrong or, you know what I'm saying, whatever like that. Like, they don't fucking know. But with my friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you're my friend. You already know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, so why in the fuck are you playing with me like that? Yeah. Why the fuck are you, you know what I'm saying, you making the mistakes that you're making to me because, you know what I'm saying, like, you the one who love me. This bitch that don't, she don't really know me like this. Yeah. So the fact that, you know what I'm saying, the respect level should be way higher for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I expect my friends to move a certain way, you know what I'm saying, for me or around me. Because again, bitch, you are the person that I choose to be in my circle.
Yeah.
So why are, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I give grace to you, but it's like, you of all people should know.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it was a friend, but I was like, you know what I'm saying? I hate I'm just going to say this. I hate when somebody texts me K. You know what I'm saying? I tell you this before. So it was somebody very close to me. Know that I hate that. I'm not going to give you no grace to that because you, that's what I mean by that. Because you of all people know how I feel about that. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So, you get what I'm saying? So yeah. The people, that's why I said,
you know my triggers.
You know my triggers. You know what I hate. You know this. So the fact that you know it and you still disrespect me and do whatever it is, I look at you different because you are the person that, you know what I'm saying, should know better.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying, nobody else, but
you
should know better because I don't give a fuck how I treat them, but how I treat you.
Yeah.
Is totally different because I put you amongst everybody and I put you, you know what I'm saying, my friendship and my value, my love for you amongst everybody. So I am going to be like, I am going to move different. I am going to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, I come in, you know what I'm saying, a certain way with it. I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, give grace and, you know, shit, certain shit. But mm-hmm. the main thing is like, my friends should know better. You get what I'm saying? Like, we all fucking human. You know what I'm saying? We do some dumb ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be. But when it comes to your friend, like, it shouldn't be. Like, if I'm having an off day, I'll be like, I'm having an off day. But then, like, whoever I'm fucking with, I don't feel like I gotta tell them that. I just be like, dry. And I feel like, I don't wanna be like that. I wanna be able to
I think that's because you ain't been in a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so I gotta communicate. Learn how to, our relationship is healthy. So if I get. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to practice. I'm trying to mimic how I am in friendships, mm-hmm. except I ain't fucking all my friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to mirror that to whatever relationship I go in because I know how I feel about my friendships, how I want to go hard for them, mm-hmm. how I'm supportive, you know, how I'm all that. I want to, and I'm like that in a relationship too, but I'm just like, I don't know. I just want to be straight across the board.
And so when I said that about the friends, I'm like that with relationships too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, because if you are my man, that's why I told you I just cut off when, because I know the type that I'm looking for.
And you ain't. You know
what I'm saying? And I ain't finna play no game.
I ain't finna compromise.
I ain't stepping down. My beliefs, my. Well, it is finna be that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if I'm not having that, baby, I'm good. I'm not having mm-hmm. shit. That. You know what I'm saying? So the same way that I just said about my friends, I'm moving the same way with my men, because nigga, you should know. You should know better. You should know this is gonna fuck me up. You should know this is gonna upset me. You should know this is gonna make me mad. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody else, I don't give a fuck how they went. But you should know better. This person on the street or my coworker or the bitch, you know what I'm saying? Who, you know, whatever fuck. Nah, but you, my man, bitch. You should know better. Just like some niggas I fuck with, I don't give a fuck what they say, do, ghost, what. I don't give a fuck about them. But you is my man.
You my boy.
Boy, I ain't playing no games with you. Like, at the fuck out. Seriously. So, with that, I just thought that it was, you know what I'm saying, you know, something that should be discussed. But, yeah, the same way, you know what I'm saying, for me, with my friends, my man is in the same fucking category.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, now neither one of us has been in a healthy relationship. So, I've not been able to pour all of me in a healthy relationship. And a lot of people who's listening to this, they like, oh my gosh, they've never been in a healthy relationship.
No.
But listen, hold on. I'm saying that because most of the people listening probably haven't either. And they, you know what I'm saying? They could probably be married and still probably in a healthy relationship, but then they'll listen and somebody like us and they be like, why the heck? Girl, just y'all been together 10 years, baby. Congratulations to y'all, but he only been faithful now. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One. You know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? Or some shit.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and
you think you being faithful.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, cheating is, you know what I'm saying? That's a form of, you know what I'm saying, abuse. You know what I'm saying? Him talking back to you, that's verbal abuse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all this other shit, you know, that's not a healthy relationship. So a lot of time when you think that you're in a healthy relationship, because y'all last long, y'all have men.
Yep.
You have men. But anyways, you got something you want to say about that?
No.
So y'all know what time it is.
Rando. We got something random for you.
Rando. We got something random for you.
Yeah,
what's your rando, Kiki?
And it's like, it's random, but it ain't random. It's a dream. You know, I'm always having dreams, mm-hmm. but it was like the most precious dream in the world. I had a dream last night, and I think I took some PMs because I had a headache. So I was dead in my sleep, right? I had a dream that my cousin FaceTimed me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she like, guess who want to see you? And I said, who? And she put it on my granny. And my granny was like, hey. And she was so happy to see me and talk to me. And I was like, granny, where you been? I was like, I'm finna come and see you. And I was like, I'm on my way. And I was like, I'm on my way. Don't leave. Because I don't know. I was trying to get to her because I was at home. But when they put the face out, it was just her sitting in her chair. And her smile and her head tilted. She was like, hey, boo. Hey, Keita. And I was like, granny. And I screamed so loud. And it was just the feeling I felt because I was my granny's girl, my great-granny girl. And I'm like, it's just so amazing. How yo you know, I didn't ever believe in that shit growing up. I was like, yeah, right, but they really do come to your dreams and see you. And she had never, like, my granny been gone a few years now, and like, she never really came to my dream. I don't know if I wasn't ready or if she came, I just saw, but we literally were having a conversation on FaceTime, but the joy in my heart, and I just screamed like a kid who just, I don't know, you know how your kid, when your nephew say, Annie, or when you love somebody to see you, like the excitement I felt when I saw her, I was like, Jesus Christ, I couldn't believe that. It was just so great.
Oh,
it was so great. Because I could see her face in her favorite chair, and it's like, she was smiling, and I was like, well, granny, thank you for coming to see me, because, you know, when my heart be feeling heavy, my mama come, my niece ain't came yet. Yes, she did. She came, but it's like, we were just, I don't know, but she need to come again, but my granny came, and it was like, so great.
I'm glad you had that experience.
I am too. Yeah.
Anytime I said that I have a dream and I'm sitting on my granny porch, Yeah. Then I know, you know what I'm saying, I'm near her.
Yeah.
And it just fills me up. So I'm over here trying to listen to you, but I'm trying to.
I just feel like, I think with those dreams, your water, like, in your eyes. I'm just saying, like, because in those dreams, like, I don't, they be gone so long, you know, and it's like, mm-hmm. I don't ever want to forget their voice. I don't want to forget their smell. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to forget that. And it just, that's my biggest fear, is that I'll forget. But it was so great seeing her.
You never going to forget
What's your rando?
My rando is, we really don't leave voicemails no more.
We don't.
We be texting each other all day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll call and then we'll hang up. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, we'll shoot a text. Or because we know you going to see the missed call and you're going to call back. You know what I'm saying?
Not my great granny.
Only people who leave voicemails be old people.
My granny daughter. My great grandmother, in a dream, her daughter, which is my grandmama, she leave a message every time. That's what I'm saying. And I don't delete them.
No. My dad used to leave voicemails and I still got his voicemail.
Yeah, I don't delete them.
But old people are the only ones be leaving voicemails.
I'm
just going to
leave a voicemail. So I'm going to leave them. Say, hey, girl, call me. Because when I think about it, and it's crazy you said that, now we're going to get into. I can let that be my next brand, though. Give me a pen.
Yeah. So what is your song of the week?
My song, y'all, I don't know. I've never been like a huge Alicia Keys fan, but Alicia got a motherfucking song out. I like her music, but she got a song called Come For Me, like that. And it's featuring Khalid or Khaled and Lucky Day. Dog, when I tell you that whole, it's like a... it's a vibe. And I one day I was riding, I was like, what the fuck is that? And I looked at the song, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to remember it. And I couldn't remember it. And I was riding yesterday, and it came on. I said, let me download this. Come for Me by Alicia Keys, Khalid and Lucky Day. Dog, it's a vibe.
We got to listen to it.
It's such a vibe. Yeah.
So my quote of the week is, stop trying to fix people who are breaking you.
That's right.
Let me repeat that again. Stop trying to fix people who are breaking you. A lot of times that, you know, we always get into that savior mode or captain save-a-ho mode, you know what I'm saying? The healing mode, you know, and the main person that could be breaking you, like I said, could be their spouse or their friend.
Yeah.
It could even probably be a best friend. You know what I'm saying? You just never fucking know. They could be breaking your ass down because of all that shit that they haven't healed from. All that shit that's still bleeding on you with, you know what I'm saying? And you started trying to fix them.
Yeah,
because you wanted them to be better for you, but sometimes, like Kiki always say, you're not the potter.
The potter wants to put you better. Yeah. I'm not him.
You know what I'm saying?
Jesus
so
needs to fix you.
A lot of times, like we're over here, we got our super glue, we got our tape and our nails, and we making a pretty picture over here, and they the one over here this keep shattering us.
Yeah, and keep putting the finger. You know what I'm saying? We're painting pretty pictures. They keep just got a beautiful mirror right here, and they just smudge. We said they're trying to clean it and wipe it, but they keep coming behind and leaving. Yeah.
So the main people that we trying to fix sometimes, like I said, it could be a family member.
Anybody.
It could be anybody.
Co-workers, friends, relationships, families, anybody.
It could be anybody, and they be the main ones who, you know what I'm saying, who breaking you. So, y'all, pay attention to, you know what I'm saying, who's around you that could be breaking you.
Yeah.
And but you in this Captain Save mode. Sometimes you got to let it go.
Don't save
the hoes. Put that cape down, my nigga.
Don't save her.
She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. That took me back. She don't want to be saved. Yeah, they don't want to be saved. Let you be, you know what I'm saying? I heard.
They ain't saving her.
Fuck it. Yeah. But anyways, you got something else you want to say?
No.
So please, y'all, go ahead and go over to, you know what I'm saying, Instagram. Go over to our TikTok. Go over, you know what I'm saying, to any world and subscribe. Go ahead, for real, at least subscribe to YouTube because we need them subscriptions.
Dope.
And we need their watch hours, you know what I'm saying? So help your girls out. And guess what, silly squad? We out.